Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, November 13th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting that Chinese state-sponsored hackers used Anthropic's AI technology to automate cyber attacks. The company said today that during a September hacking campaign, the AI was used to automate break-ins of roughly 30 targets, including major corporations and foreign governments. Anthropic's head of threat intelligence said 80-90% of each attack was automated, with humans only intervening in a handful of decision points. Anthropic disrupted the campaigns and blocked the hackers' accounts, but not before as many as 4 intrusions were successful. The company said the U.S. government wasn't the victim of a successful intrusion. A spokesman for the Chinese embassy in Washington didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. China has denied involvement in hacking campaigns. Baidu has unveiled 2 AI chips as part of a ramp-up in chip-making efforts by Chinese tech giants amid the country's push for technological self-sufficiency. Baidu announced today it plans to launch the M100 chip next year, which will be mainly used for large-scale inferencing. Baidu is also set to release the M300 chip in 2027, designed to focus on ultra-large-scale model training and inference. Disney has reported roughly flat revenues for its fourth quarter, falling short of Wall Street analysts' expectations. Company-wide, segment operating income fell 5%, driven by weakness in the television and movie business, though the company's parks and streaming segments posted profit gains. Total subscriptions to Disney Plus and Hulu rose 12.4 million in its fourth quarter to 195.7 million. The company said it expects profitability in its streaming business to grow to 10% in the current fiscal year from about 5% in fiscal 2025. And Verizon is planning to cut roughly 15,000 jobs. According to people familiar with the matter, the company is looking to reduce costs as it contends with increased competition for both wireless service and home internet customers. The cuts are the largest ever for the carrier. Sources say they are set to take place in the next week. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast.